Number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Not starting a new decade, but starting a new year. Welcome to 2021. Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, Rosie on the House. That's our On the House hour. We spend the hour talking about something physically or specifically on your home, castle, or cabin. Often we bring in our certified partners, manufacturer reps, experts in the industry. But, you know, through the holidays, there's always this lull in home improvement. And, you know, it's kind of hard to ask your partner, why don't you come in on January 2nd? Some of them still aren't going back to work until Monday. A lot of our listeners, you know, we're still, Julie, she's going to kill me for saying this, but she goes, I'm going to start a diet Monday. I'm not done gorging myself yet.
Oh boy, here we go.
So I'm gonna splurge a little bit more this weekend.
I'm kind of in the same boat. I keep thinking I'm gonna start, but I just keep thinking, you know, the first is it's Saturday, it's the second. Let's just wait till Monday.
Just wait till Monday. Get through the relax the weekend. So if you'd like to join the conversation, today we're talking you can text to 411-923. You can send an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com if you'd like to snap a picture and send it, or if you're just going to use a plain old telephone line, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. When you hear the auto attendant, just hit the number 1, and that'll get you into the studio where you can ask whatever it is you're working on, your home, castle, or cabin. We are talking about industry insights and predictions this hour, but when we don't have a guest in, we do keep the lines open all 2 hours. We've got this hour, our 9 o'clock, and then our 10 o'clock hour is always the open home hour where it's open lines to take as many questions. And, you know, questions, like I said, we've got the phone, the text, and the email, so however you choose to communicate, but we don't want any questions about where's my calendar. You don't need to let us know. It has hit. It hasn't hit my in my mailbox yet, but Gary got his. Rosie, you guys got yours.
Yeah, we got ours.
Joanna got hers. So all the team at Rosie on the House, we're on the mailing list for the calendar, so we know when they got sent. We sent them to be sent, shipped them to be sent early December, and they're just now finally making it to people's mailboxes.
Apparently the post office held back the bulk mail so they could get the packages delivered, which I understand. But, you know, I didn't get one single catalog. You know, you usually get like American Girl doll, anything you've ever ordered for the kids comes. I didn't get one catalog. So I'm going to be curious if all of a sudden I have all these catalogs come. We'll see.
So, and our home maintenance calendar is something we do for our Arizona homeowners, just one of our efforts to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We publish an annual calendar, and it has all the talking points that we'll be covering each week, our weekly to-dos, our themes of the month, special offers from our certified partners. Like right now, if you've got your home maintenance calendar in January, Fox Valley Electric, one of our certified partners, we had them on in the summer talking about backup energy and some of the outages that can happen during monsoons and transformers getting struck by lightning, things like that. Well, they have a Kohler generator backup that they can install on your home, and they got a 10% offer for the month of January there. So if that was something you were considering or are considering, it's something that you can save money through with your home maintenance calendar. All you have to do is let us know the mailing address you want it sent to. We'll ship it to you, and we'll send you a new one every year as we publish the next year's calendar. And we don't do anything with your information. We don't like to be data farmed, so we don't do that to any of our listeners. It's saved, it's secured. All it's used for is just mailing this calendar once a month. So with that said, if you haven't got yours, it's okay. We are getting reports that they've hit some. Half the team at Rosie on the House has got them, half haven't. So over the weekend and into next week, everyone should have their 2021 home maintenance calendar. We give a lot of way at home shows, but obviously we didn't have home shows this year. So we've got a bigger distribution to our certified partners as well. So if you're calling one of our contractors and they're already coming out to do service on your home, they should all have a box or two, plenty to hand out to any of our homeowners as well. So you can get it that way. And our article today that goes out in our weekly newsletter that goes out on Thursdays gives you a preview of what's coming up for Saturday's topic. And if you read our blog, you know what we're going to be talking about today. It's industry insights and predictions, a glance back at 2020 and the insights for 2021. One thing that we have seen over and over again is one thing COVID didn't kill was equity. There's a ton of equity, and a lot of people were getting a lot of projects done. You heard us talk about the demand for at-home workspaces for both work and at-home school, whatever the case may be. You've heard us talk about people bringing grandparents or parents home, you know, mother-in-law suites, all those kinds of additions to accommodate your home as both your place of business and also a larger home to have the in-laws move into. Probably going to see that continue into the new year. But what's different is the manufacturing and the supply, the demand. Nobody predicted the amount of demand that was going to come for all this. And a lot of times when you're ordering specialty products, we are big Made in America advocates. We like all the stuff. But there are times where you've got different things that have minerals that just aren't mined in America. So a lot of our countertops come from South America, out of Argentina, the people that like, the really high-end type granites, those granite mines are Italy, Argentina, and China are the big three mines that these materials come from. Well, getting them mined, bringing them over, that process has where you used to see granite shops, when you would drive by, they would have 100 granite slabs out there that you could pick from. Now there might be 20. And that isn't something that anybody's going to probably make an exception on, because that's such a vocal visual point of your kitchen. You're not going to pick out a countertop you're not happy with. And when your selections are low, you've got to wait for time for these huge slabs of earth to be mined, cut, and the deeper down they go, the deeper that they're mined from the ground, the more durable, the thicker they are, and of course, the more they cost, but they're very high-end products. So the instant gratification isn't something you're going to find in home improvement right now.
Well, I got to visit with John Reuter of Assurance Builders in Tucson, and he feels that the biggest hiccup, the biggest change in the coming year is going to be the supply of the products you want for those remodels. And that's no matter what product you're talking about, because when the shutdown first occurred, manufacturing shut down as well. And then when they figured out essential and non-essential businesses, and remodeling is considered an essential business, then they're like, oh, so the manufacturing got going again, but not as fast as the remodels returned to normal. So you have remodels being scheduled without the product, manufacturing's trying to catch up. So the biggest tip from John was make sure that you have all your products in hand before starting, because there are a lot of hiccups and there's no way to really tell. Things are so volatile right now and unpredictable. So make sure that you have, don't assume that surely you're going to get your products on time. Make sure you have your products before you start. That's the biggest tip for the new year.
And depending on the size of the project, that may not always be the most realistic, because where are you going to store, a whole new kitchen set of cabinets and appliances and countertops and everything that's going to go into that remodel? And if you're going to have a builder do it, well, they're going to charge for that warehouse space to store it as well. So if the project's big enough, that's not always going to be realistic to expect that. So you're going to have to learn to live with
John's other
work in progress.
John's second tip was find a lot of grace, offer a lot of grace. And that goes both ways, for the contractor and for the homeowner. Just it's different. Everybody's doing their best. If you've hired a good contractor, they're doing their best for you. And they have a lot of contacts and stuff. They'll be able to find what's out there, but it's just going to be a little more challenging. And costs are higher because the product is in higher demand and less supply. So costs have gone up. Cost of lumber alone has gone up, quite a bit to increase the price.
50% since last April.
Yeah. So.
And there's only so many trees, from these lumber manufacturers that have tree farms that they grow specifically for it. That's one thing that you'll never run out of, those is masonry block. You're not going to run out of dirt.
You always find a way to get that in there, don't you?
It's a way to go. I see condos in Scottsdale being built on masonry block. I bet you they'll sell faster, too, for the smart people that buy them.
One of the biggest surprises Rosie talked about was you would think that the home offices and spaces are the most requested, but still it's kitchens and baths. And I think people, knowing that they're going to have to be home, are like, I'm not putting up with this kitchen or this bathroom one more minute. So they go there. But I do think if this pandemic wave of people working at home and the idea of working at home stays in place, then we will see a lot more office spaces when people think, I'm going to have to do, this is my new way of life.
And on those office spaces, that's going to get me on a soapbox that's going to take me well past. So we'll break a little early and come back and talk about the home office and electronics that are going to be required for that kind of project.